Exercise 4. There are two types of shelter for the homeless. Some offer little comfort and few financial resources and refer users to other services. Others offer more comfort and better resources, providing a personal approach to people who have the potential to make the transition to permanent housing. The emergency shelter network is therefore hierarchical. The sheltered population is not an arbitrarily formed group. It is the result of a selection process. Homeless people who can convince officials that they have the potential to benefit from services often gain access to better quality centers. The hierarchy represents a social control process that allows service providers to distinguish good homeless people from bad homeless people. The good group may qualify for intensive interventions because their problems are often less intractable.